Welcome to episode 658 of the 1010 Thrive podcast, brought to you by 1010 Thrive Ministries. 1010 Thrive, 10 minutes a day based on 10 guidelines for abundant living. Of the 12 men sent by Moses to spy out the land of Canaan, Joshua and Caleb were the only two who returned with a positive report. They both demonstrated unwavering faith in God's ability to conquer the land. Because of his faith and loyalty, Caleb was granted a special inheritance in the promised land. He remained a faithful servant of God throughout his life, even in the time of the judges. According to the biblical account, Caleb's inheritance was the mountain region, and he successfully conquered the city of Hebron. Even in his old age, Caleb remained strong and desired to possess the land that God had promised him. He asked that the land of the giants be given him, and Joshua blessed him and granted this request. Caleb's story serves as an example of unwavering faith and loyalty to God's promises. Despite the challenges and opposition he faced, Caleb remained steadfast and received the inheritance that God had promised him. After Joshua's leadership, the period of the judges began in Israel. During this time, the Israelites faced a cycle of apostasy, oppression by neighboring nations, repentance, and deliverance through judges, whom God raised up. The book of Judges, in the Bible, recounts the stories of various judges who led the Israelites during this period. Each of these judges, despite differences in circumstances and experiences, points toward Jesus. Let's take a look at some of their stories. Othniel. According to Judges 3 verse 8, the Israelites fell into the hands of Cushan-Rishathaim as a result of their disobedience to God. They served him and his kingdom for 8 years. Cushan-Rishathaim is described as a harsh and oppressive ruler, who oppressed the Israelites, causing them to cry out to God for deliverance. In response to the cries of the Israelites, God raised up Othniel, the son of Kenaz, as a judge and deliverer. Othniel was a courageous and faithful warrior, who served as the first judge of Israel, after the death of Joshua. He was from the tribe of Judah, and was a nephew of Caleb. Othniel led the Israelites into battle against Cushan-Rishathaim, and eventually defeated him, bringing an end to the oppression. Othniel was known for his deep devotion to God and his unwavering commitment to the welfare of his people. His righteous rule brought peace and prosperity to Israel for 40 years, setting a positive example for future judges to follow. Othniel delivered the people from the oppression of an evil king. Similarly, Jesus is the ultimate deliverer who sets people free from sin and its consequences. The Spirit of the Lord came upon Othniel, empowering him for the task of delivering the Israelites. In a similar manner, Jesus was anointed and filled with the Holy Spirit to carry out his ministry on earth. Shamgar. Shamgar was a lesser-known judge in the time of the judges. He was known for his strength and bravery, as he single-handedly fought against the Philistines, Israel's oppressors. With an ox goad, a farming tool, as his weapon, Shamgar killed 600 Philistines and delivered his people from their oppression. Though his time as a judge was not as extensive as others, his remarkable feat demonstrated God's power to work through the weak and unlikely. Shamgar's faithfulness and boldness in defending Israel serve as a reminder that God can use anyone for his purposes. His victory over the Philistines, with an ox goad, emphasizes God's ability to use unlikely instruments for deliverance. This points to Christ, who brings salvation through his humble birth and sacrificial death. Gideon. Gideon hailed from the tribe of Manasseh. Initially, he was hesitant and doubted his abilities when called by God to lead the Israelites against the Midianites. However, through a series of miraculous signs and confirmations, Gideon's faith grew, and he rallied an army of 300 men. With God's guidance, Gideon successfully defeated the Midianites and brought peace to the land. Gideon's story illustrates the power of God working through a humble and obedient servant, teaching the importance of relying on God's strength rather than human might. Through his victory over the Midianites, Gideon foreshadows Jesus, who triumphs over the powers of darkness and brings salvation. Gideon displayed humility and a servant's heart in his leadership, deflecting honor and glory away from himself and giving credit to God. Jesus exemplified perfect humility, willingly taking the form of a servant, and sacrificing himself for the redemption of humanity. Deborah. Deborah was a remarkable woman who served as a judge of Israel during a time of oppression by the Canaanites. She was known for her wisdom, prophetic insight, and leadership abilities. Deborah held court, under a palm tree, in the hill country of Ephraim, where people sought her counsel and guidance. With the help of the military commander, Barak, Deborah led the Israelites to victory over the Canaanite army, led by Sisera. She played a vital role in restoring peace and justice in the land, demonstrating that God can raise up, both men and women, to lead his people. Deborah serves as a prophetess, judge, and military leader. Similarly, Jesus is the ultimate prophet, judge, and leader who guides his people. Jephthah. Jephthah, from the tribe of Manasseh, was known for his military prowess and strong leadership. Despite being an illegitimate son, Jephthah was chosen by the Israelites to lead them against the Ammonites. Before going into battle, Jephthah made a vow to God, promising to sacrifice the first thing that came out of his house, if he emerged victorious. Tragically, his only child, his daughter, was the first to greet him upon his return. Jephthah honored his vow, causing great sorrow. It is likely that the sacrifice of Jephthah's daughter did not involve her actual death. Jephthah's vow may have been fulfilled by his daughter living a life of celibacy or service in the tabernacle, similar to the role of a consecrated virgin. Why do we believe this? Human sacrifice was a pagan practice that God found abhorrent. How could Jephthah, as a judge of Israel, engage in something like this? The Hebrew word used for burnt offering, in Jephthah's vow, can also be understood as dedication or consecration. The text also mentions Jephthah mourned his daughter's virginity rather than her death. For his only child to remain a virgin would have been a terrible fate, in that culture. Whatever the actual outcome, Jephthah's story highlights the complexities of human choices, and the importance of carefulness in making vows to God. Still, Jephthah's willingness to offer his daughter parallels Christ's sacrificial offering of himself for humanity. Abimelech. Abimelech was the son of Gideon, from his concubine in Shechem. He had a thirst for power and sought to become ruler over Israel. Abimelech deceived and manipulated the people of Shechem, convincing them to make him king. He then ruthlessly eliminated his brothers, to secure his position. However, his reign was marked by violence and instability. Eventually, his tyranny led to his downfall, when a woman dropped a millstone on his head, during a siege on a tower. Although he is a flawed and power-hungry leader, the story of Abimelech highlights the need for a righteous and just king, which finds its fulfillment in Jesus Christ. And there's more. Despite his flaws, Samson is a mighty judge who delivers Israel from the Philistines. He prefigures Christ in his strength and sacrifice, as Samson's death brings about the defeat of Israel's enemies. Ibzan, Elon, and Abdon are judges who are mentioned briefly, but their peaceful reigns provide a glimpse of the messianic era when Christ will rule in peace. Barak leads Israel to victory, alongside Deborah, and is celebrated in the Song of Deborah. His cooperation with a female leader can be seen as a parallel to Christ's inclusion of women in his ministry. In Judges 19-21, there is a tragic story of an unnamed Levite judge, who exposes the moral and spiritual decay of Israel. It serves as a reminder of humanity's need for a righteous and compassionate Savior like Jesus. Father, thank you for the lessons that we can learn by reflecting on the lives of the various people whom you raised up as judges. Help us to appreciate the ways in which each of these people foreshadowed the life and ministry of Jesus. That's our episode. Remember that God calls you not only to live, but to thrive. Live life to the full today.